Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Doesn't that get you on to get on your bike and ride? Yeah. Right on. It is 8:07. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Why the bicycle theme? Well, it is an international, actually, Ride Your Bike to School Day. And joining me is Jordan Zinger. Good morning, Jordan. How you doing?
Good. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it is our pleasure. So this is part of like an outreach that you do through UF, right? And it's to remind people of safety and stuff?
Correct.
Okay. So tell me about this this special day that you're going to actually do in High Springs at the community school.
Yeah, May 6th, we're joining communities across the nation to celebrate International Bike and Roll to School Day. This is a semi-annual event geared towards educating families and children on ways to be safer while on the roads, making sure our kids are following the rules of the road, understanding proper bicycle safety techniques, wearing helmets, any other protective gear.
Yeah, yeah. Don't watch how the adults do it, because some of them are not doing it correctly. Yeah, it is a very good idea to learn the rules. Now, you know, you see all sides of it, you know, working for UF Health and all that. Do you have any stats that you can think of about percentages of kids that get hurt or head trauma and they're not wearing a helmet versus the kids that do?
Studies show that more children ages 5 to 14 are seen in the ER for injuries related to biking than any other sport. It is a top mechanism at our hospital system, our pedestrian and bicycle-related injuries. So it's a big priority for our network and our organization to promote bike safety, offer free bike helmets, and continue to educate our kids on how to be safer.
Well, it's a stressful environment. The roads are packed. People are stressed. Some of the dumb people are looking at their phones. So, you know, if you're going to be on two wheels, you have to really be, you know, extra vigilant because, you know, bicycle doesn't offer you much protection. Have you done this in previous years, or this is your first year?
This is our third year offering this event. In the spring, we do Bike and Roll to School Day, and then in the fall, we focus on Walk and Ride to School Day.
So, you know, the event itself, what you're doing here is at the community school campus. Now, this is in High Springs, and tell me about kind of the setup there, because I know there's lots of goodies involved, and, you know, people like to win prizes.
They do. We're really proud this year to be able to expand our involvement with this event. Local community partners have gotten involved, as this is our third year of doing it. So we set up the two entrances to the schools. We split our team in half between the fire department, police department, FDOT is involved, Electro Sheriff's Office will be involved this year, and then we have two different community organizations that are going to be volunteering as well. So we split our team up. Every child that is walking safely, so wearing a helmet, padding, some type of protective gear, will be awarded with some type of a certificate, either for Prohibition Pizza or Harvest Time Cafe.
Good.
And then any other child that's walking, riding, rolling, skating, whatever it may be, if they don't have a helmet, we have the resources to offer them a free one this year.
Oh, you have the resource so you can give them a helmet so they can be safe. I was looking at more of like a punishment type factor.
No, keeping it positive, offering.
I'm always a fan of both the stick and the carrot. Yeah, they can be very effective used together. But I guess the idea of, you know, some stuff from Harvest Time or Prohibition Pizza is that's pretty good. And then isn't there a drawing for a brand new bike?
We are. Every child that's walking by will be entered into our raffle. We're doing a live raffle at 5 p.m. through the High Springs Fire Department Facebook page, raffling away a free bike.
I say that helmets are like kitty car seats. If you don't use them properly, they're not going to be nearly as effective, and the kids aren't going to like it, and then it falls down and covers their eyes, and that's not good, or it ends up going behind their head and choking them. So are you going to have people there that are going to help them?
We will. We'll have certified helmet fitters on site between my team and then also the Occupant Protection Resource Center. We'll have certified personnel there making sure the kids are wearing bike helmets that fit properly. Helmets are the single most effective way to prevent head injuries resulting from bicycle crashes, and shockingly, so many children still don't wear them. So we're really excited to be able to add this to our initiative this year.
So this will be at one location only. Is there maybe in the works that there can be some expansion so other schools could benefit as well?
That's our plan as our Safe Kids Network continues to grow.
And where's all the funding come from to pay for the, you know, the helmets and your time and all that?
The helmets specifically are grant funded through the Occupant Protection Resource Center. Every year they give away between 40,000 and 60,000 bicycle helmets for free throughout the state of Florida.
Wow.
It's a very successful initiative and one that continues to show a significant need throughout communities all over the state.
Yeah, it's neat. Look, when I was growing up, we didn't have a rule, you know, for wearing a helmet. I mean, we were kids, and just by the grace of God, you know, we survived. And then if we played football, even those helmets were made out of leather. Okay, that's a joke.
It's going
I'm
back
not,
a little
I'm
bit,
not that yeah. old.
Just a little bit.
You know, Jordan makes me feel a little older. So, Jordan, you come to us from the great state of Michigan.
Yes. Yep.
What brought you to Florida?
The nicer weather. I came across my job very gratefully and had the opportunity to move down and get out of the cold state. So I've been here for 2 years, and I'm very grateful and very passionate to be able to do what I do here in my role at UF.
Yeah, well, it's a great place to be, and working for UF, that's got to be a great gig. And where do you go from here? How does this what's the upward climb kind of in your pathway?
Injury prevention is a newer type of a pathway field. There are not very many of me across the country, so to be able to focus on preventing pediatric traumatic injury is something I'm very passionate about and grateful to have the opportunity to do. My goal is to continue to expand our local Safe Kids Network here in North Central Florida, and hopefully to offer my resources wherever I'm able to find a need for them.
And if you do too good of a job, then, you know, physical therapists will have nothing to do. But in the end, that's
keep our
a good
trauma
thing.
Surgeons happy.
Yeah. Everybody stays busy, as you know, in the medical field. Too busy sometimes. All right. So looking for, now this is, when's the event again?
This is next Tuesday upon dismissal from the school, so about 2 p.m.
Okay. All right. And you've got everybody involved. You got the High Springs Fire Department, and our friend Kevin, of course, will be part of that. Safe Kids North Central Florida. That's actually the entity that you come from. You're the director.
I'm our coalition coordinator for North Central Florida.
All right. And Shands Care is going to be out there. Does that mean the helicopter is going to be out there?
Just a ground unit for this one.
Well, and they've got a couple of cool ambulances,
yes.
You know, if they're going to bring one of those out.
Yep.
I'm just thinking like a kid, which was pretty normal for me. The stuff I like to see.
Our Touch a Truck is definitely a key component to all of our events. The kids always enjoy getting in and pushing buttons, getting to see something they don't typically see every day.
Well, this is fantastic. It raises all kinds of awareness. Kids on bikes, that's such a healthy thing if you take the right safety precautions. And you're here to guide us and help us and get those helmets fitted right. So we really appreciate it, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. I know it's going to be a successful event. Thank you for popping in and saying hello. It's a pleasure to meet you. We've got a ton of stuff coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Yeah. Happy, happy Friday. 97.3 The Sky.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, Happy Friday. We made it to the weekend. Welcome, welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Mike Waltz. Yeah, he is gone. Well, not completely. Mike Waltz will be moving over to being our ambassador to the UN if he receives Senate approval. So, yeah, some changes, and this came fairly late yesterday in the evening, and we'll dig into it a little bit further coming up. Also, Kentucky Derby weekend, that is tomorrow, and post time is 6:57, but of course, coverage begins much, much earlier than that, and if you are into that, enjoy and have fun. And if you're not into that, find one of your friends and invite yourself to their house for a little party.
I like it.
Yeah. What else have we got going on? Doge? Doge doing a good job.
Yeah.
They've announced over the last few months that it's cut hundreds of millions in DEI contracts. I mean, talk about just taking out a Bic lighter and lighting $100 bills on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And think about doing that continuously, you know, from now until the year 2062.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, really, it's just the craziest stuff. And so I'm glad that, you know, they did away with that DEI. You're still going to, there's going to be remnants.
Oh, yeah.
There's hardcores. There's still people that they have an agenda. And they think that this is their agenda. But I guess they never listened to the words of Martin Luther King Jr. that taught me. I thought taught our whole generation. I mean, I thought it was a pretty good lesson. Let's, you know, treat each other according to the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. The color of your skin doesn't tell you anything.
No.
Doesn't tell you anything. Especially now, it doesn't tell you anything. You can be very dark-skinned and be highly educated. Your parents could be professionals of the highest level.
Yep.
Maybe your dad was the president of the United States.
That could be.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So the whole DEI thing, stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it. Yeah, you know what? If you really sit down and talk to people about it, they're all going to agree. And one of the simplest ways to lay that out is to say, all right, you got two surgeons here. You know, do you want to get, you know, the surgeon to provide the service who there's little representation of his race or gender or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and he's made it. So you want him to do your surgery, right? Versus somebody else. Or would you forget all about the person's skin color, background, or anything else, and choose the best surgeon?
Oh, that's the one I want.
Oh.
I want the good one, because I want him to save my life.
Do you want the best airline pilot or, you know, somebody who checked a box?
Oh, big time.
Now, somebody who checked a box very well could be
absolutely.
The best.
Absolutely.
But
where's your
you
priorities?
Want the best yeah. regardless of the boxes.
Absolutely.
Okay. See, and I think most people, if you break it down like that, and they're being honest,
yes.
are going to totally agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's made part of what's made America great. Opportunities for everybody, but the cream will rise to the top.
Well, see, that's the whole thing. The promise is for opportunities.
Right.
You are not going to be held back by your color. But there's no guaranteed end. Everybody's talented different. You may go to medical school. It doesn't matter what color you are. If you're not good at everything that it takes, you're not going to do well and probably won't become a doctor.
Well, and that's, you
There's
know what?
There's no guarantees of the end result.
That is one of the side effects that has occurred, you know, when they fudge some of the numbers and
oh, yeah.
help some young people out because somehow they qualify as disadvantaged in one way or another. You still have to get through it.
Well, St. Louis City Police Department did that a number of years ago. They lowered the standards. And guess what? They started having problems within the police department. Some of those backgrounds, we can forgive a few things here and there. Yeah.
Well, that's interesting because we have the modern day example of that. You've got the governor of California, Newsom, a couple years ago, a year and a half ago. He lowered the standards for law enforcement officers. He didn't think it was critically important that the person necessarily be a citizen.
Okay. Yeah.
To be in law enforcement. To be in law enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently maybe they weren't all qualified even beyond that.
That's bad.
Because recently they had, in one of these towns in California, because of this whole hire somebody who's not a citizen and maybe not do as much extensive background work as you should, they'd had, you know, charges against them in the past. And now he's being accused of rape. And it's rape on an individual that apparently is developmentally disabled in some way, shape, or form, because it falls under a law where they can't provide you with permission to have relations. Yeah. So
thank you, Lefty California.
I know. Yeah. It's just, and these nutbags want to take over. I was listening to some parts of a speech that Kamala gave, and we made fun of some of it, where she said, oh, the elephants all gathered around and protected each other when there was an earthquake. It's like, yeah. The elephants also represent the Republican Party, you know, versus the party you're part of, you know, the jackasses. But, yeah. But she started to go into this thing about, you know what's happening right now. It is all part of the plan. It's part of a long-term plan. This has been planned. And she's referring to Trump and his agenda.
Okay.
But as she was saying it, I'm like, wow, did you just read up on a couple of chapters of Karl Marx? Because you are, you know, they called their enemy what they are and what they're doing. And I'm like, oh, no, you got it right. That's the playbook. But that's your party doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all you have to do is, you know, great-great-grandma and grandpa, wake them up from their, you know, from their slumber and, you know, ask them about, you know, how many genders there are, you know? Ask them about if a kid really feels strongly about it, you should go ahead and, you know, change their genitalia like Mr. Potato Head changes noses and see if they think that that is, comes from a place of wisdom. It clearly it doesn't. And, yeah, that's what you all know we're dealing with.
Where we are.
Yeah. Phil Mickelson, you know, the golfer.
Yeah.
Pretty famous dude.
Yeah.
Apparently he went on the attack Wednesday against Chucky, the Chucky doll.
Well, he is outspoken.
Chucky Schumer.
Yeah.
Yep. Mickelson blasted Schumer for leading the opposition to a bill that New York Democrat called the antithesis of democracy. But it's actually the Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility, the SAVE Act. That requires proof of U.S. citizenship to be allowed to vote. And it would also require states to remove non-citizens from their voter rolls. Again, common sense. But Chucky Schumer is dead set opposed to it. And where does he come up with this, that it is the antithesis of democracy? It's the opposite of democracy? Then you're saying that the Constitution is in opposition to democracy. And actually, if you want to dig into it and go into the weeds for a little bit, I guess it kind of is, because we don't live in a democracy. We live in a representative constitutional republic. And part of the difference is that individual rights and freedoms are protected when you have a representative republic versus a democracy. A democracy is really a fancy word for mob rules. And any time that you can get, you know, a plurality of the voters to side with you, you can negatively impact all the other people, both individually, I guess, and as a group. Yes, mob rules. Our founding fathers were much, much smarter than that. I mean, you talk about, you know, a caste and a class system. That's exactly what you're inventing. You know, poor people in Europe could never own property. It didn't matter if you showed up with a sack full of gold. Sorry, peasant. You're not of the royal line. You're not of the, you know, at this caliber, this level. The founding fathers wanted to completely do away with that and provide opportunities for all Americans to achieve. And then you've got a Chuck Schumer. You know, basically, why doesn't he just say, oh, hell, we're never going to win another election if we don't cheat? Why doesn't he just say that? Because that is, in essence, what he's talking about. When he thinks to provide proof of citizenship is the antithesis of democracy, Wow. Now I'll never get tired of speaking the truth. It's what I do. Even on a Friday. Welcome to it. Weekend. Kentucky Derby going on. Hey, there's lots of local stuff happening as well. I'll share some of that with you coming up on the Bob Rose Show that you can also get the podcast of. Wherever you normally download your podcast, click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. 97.3, The Sky. Happy Friday. Yeah. Good morning and welcome. It's 8:36. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, come on, weekend. Maybe kind of a topsy-turvy weekend for Mike Waltz. Yeah, because yesterday he was a national security advisor. Today he's without a gig. But his prospects are good because Trump has nominated him for ambassador to the United Nations.
And we like this guy. He's been on the show a number of times. Good guy from everything we've
seen.
Oh,
yeah, decorated combat soldier. Yeah. He's
one of the good ones.
I thought he was one of the good ones for sure.
Yeah.
But, you know, that whole signal gate.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow he had that guy from The Atlantic, had his phone number in there, and just, I don't know.
And the press just would not let go of that.
Yeah, yeah. And who knows? I mean, honestly, you know, well, I'm not going to say it could be a setup, but it could. But here we are. Mm-hmm. Things happen.
Yep.
All right. So, you know, and there have been other national security officials that have been fired in recent weeks. Now, this is the first, you know, member of the cabinet, a senior leader, that, you know, is not in their role, but... You know, it shows that, you know, there weren't personal issues or issues of principle or whatever. But, you know, I think, and others have said it, I think it really irritated Trump that, you know, of all the people that would have been mistakenly added to that, you know, to that signal chat list, it was the, you know, very, very anti-Trump writer for Atlantic Magazine. So
what are the odds?
Yeah. Oh,
could hardly be worse than that.
Yeah. And look, J.D. Vance said good things about Mike Waltz. And he said, look, you know, you could look at it like really this is a promotion in many ways. I'm not sure he'll look at it that way, but, you know, good. He thinks he's still a good, strong member of the team, but he had to make those changes. I think it's a case of you get into this, it's a new gig. And then, so where do you find all your trusted partners? Remember, you can't just have all your friends go with you to D.C. You need the people that have the expertise that you're lacking so that you can delegate your authority and effectiveness through those people that actually know, like, what their job is supposed to be. But you have to be able to trust them.
Yeah.
And in today's political environment, so many of them have a left-of-center agenda. You know, they're going to undermine you.
Well, Trump kind of learned that, not that he took people with him, but the people that were leftovers that were very sly about being trustworthy, and he found out quickly they were not.
Well, yeah, it took him every bit of 4 years to weed through a bunch of people to find people that, you know, actually were trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of scoundrels.
There were.
No doubt.
Big time.
Something good, though, that the White House is doing. They're launching a website. You know how they did with Doge? And you could actually go to the website and you could see, you know, what they found, what they're going to cut, waste, the fraud. Well, they're going to track the flood of announced investments into the United States.
Nice.
And that's going to be a lot to track.
Yeah.
Because depending on how you classify it, you could look at there being as much as $8 trillion. A future investment in the U.S. domestically and from countries and individuals around the world. This is awesome. The website features 49 major investments from prominent companies in a wide swath of sectors, including tech, pharmaceuticals, energy, and more. On the tech front, you've got Apple and NVIDIA, I keep wanting to call it.
NVIDIA. Like the letter. It's a letter.
And that would be NVIDIA.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And they've also committed $500 billion in investments. Stargate, That's a project between OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle announced a $500 billion investment. IBM has pledged $150 billion. I remember when President Trump was announcing that, and you know, some of the people were in the House, and he's like, yeah, IBM, $150 billion. He goes, that's good. He goes, but you probably could do better. Pretty funny.
He knows.
Johnson & Johnson, $55 billion. Genentech, $50 billion. Eli Lilly, $27 billion. Novartis.
That adds up.
Merck.
Yeah.
Some other notable commitments. Hyundai, $21 billion. You've got a real estate investment, $20 billion coming in. It's just, it is setting the stage and putting up the infrastructure for later success. And that's how you got to look at it. You look, you've got to do your site prep. You know, you got to pour your foundation. You know, you've got all those things that you have to do before people can live in the house. And that's exactly what's going on now, setting the stage so that then all Americans can reap some level of benefits from these investments, from these things that are going to create more American jobs. We're going to be less dependent on other countries for a lot of our goods. And that's important on many different levels, both strategically, geopolitically, and supply chain wise. It makes sense. We've got to make more stuff here. Sounds simple. And other presidents have talked about it. Again, this guy is delivering. Thank you, Donald J. Trump. All right. And then President Donald Trump's fiscal year 2026 budget request would take a bloated and politicized Justice Department and refocus toward its core mission. Like fighting crime? Yes. Combating illegal immigration? Yes. President Donald Trump plans to release that budget and will send it to Congress later on today. The Trump budget request serves as the first indication of the president's priorities. And some of them are slash the FBI budget. He wants to eliminate weaponized federal agencies, eliminate waste in the Bureau, and focus on having agents get out in the field. He wants to increase funding counter narcotics operations, information and data sharing with the intelligence community and law enforcement partners, cut headquarters operations for the Office of Diversity and Inclusion, as well as the program management and coordination offices, slash intelligence gathering work on alleged domestic extremists, Catholics, and more traditional leanings, parents that voice their opinions at school boards under a Trump administration are not considered domestic terrorists, apparently. Isn't that nice? The agency will streamline operations to focus more on civil enforcement regulatory initiatives compared to those that may have been violated the Foreign Agents Registration Act. So, I mean, these things are all laid out. The president's going to push for it, and we'll see if they if he can get this budget through. He's been pretty effective so far. But he's going to, you know, this is the time now where Congress is going to have to come through and do their part as well. And, you know, that's where there's going to be a lot of battles. I mean, basically, for lack of a better term, you got a bunch of nutbag lefties, Democrats in the House and in the Senate.
Yep.
I mean, really, Schiff and Schumer, these two, you know.
The worst.
Schiff and Schumer and, you know, they're worth, you know.
Careful now.
Schiff and Schumer. But
Schiff, yes.
I'm just going to stop there.
Yeah, probably. Probably a good idea.
Hey, what's Hunter Biden been up to?
Oh, speaking of.
Yo, Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. Come on, let's party, dude. Let's party, man. Yeah. No, Hunter, man. Your name's Hunter. You got to hunt. You got to fight. Why don't you take on those IRS agents?
Right.
He had lawsuits against two IRS whistleblowers.
Yeah.
Apparently, he may be dropping those.
Really?
Huh.
Wonder why he would do that.
too busy to go to court because he's painting.
He spent too much time in court in his life anyway.
He's painting.
Uh-huh.
What are you doing, Hunter?
Because all those paintings burned up in the fire, right?
What are you doing, Hunter? More blow? Oh. Yeah, but I'm making paintings with it this time. Okay, sure.
He always has extra straws.
Did you leave any of your paint in the White House?
That was granulated paint. Just add water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you know? 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And what can we say? Happy, happy weekend. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. Happy Friday. It is the weekend. It's 8:50, 10 minutes till 9 o'clock. The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, kudos, tip of the hat to Alachua County Law Enforcement. They did the torch run the other day, and they raised nearly $5,000 for Special Olympics. So good job all the way around. Law enforcement is busy while enforcing the law, and they find the time for something very, very important and special, like the Special Olympics. So good job, everybody that was involved in that. That is awesome. Also, pickleballers. And if you have not taken it up or at least tried it, don't do it because it's popular. Do it because it is fun. And it keeps you moving. It's good for you. And Newberry, the city, recognizes that, and their Parks and Rec is hosting indoor pickleball open courts at the Newberry Easton Sports Complex. It doesn't matter what your level is. You're invited to play. Here's your open court times, 8:30 a.m. to 11 a.m., and then from 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m., and that will be every Monday. Yep, bring your paddle, good vibes, and a love for the game. Yeah. And enjoy. To try to get some in myself, maybe even later on this afternoon.
Well, look at you.
Yeah. A little bit of heat doesn't bother me. It's not July or August or September yet, but it will be soon enough.
And it, I mean, the humidity is down a little bit, it feels like, and yesterday was gorgeous.
Absolutely.
Breezy.
Yep.
So it's nice out there this morning.
Got to hit the links, got in nine holes, and a nap. I mean,
if you can do both in one day, man.
You talk about America.
That's a win-win for
you. Where
can
a man get in a day's work? You nine holes of golf and a nap. I've been living large.
You gotta love it.
Blessed beyond anything I would ever deserve. And I know that. I recognize that.
Yep.
Is Bill Belichick, is he blessed?
Well, some would think so.
He is the aging coach who has had an illustrious, fantastic, successful career with the Patriots. Now he's going to be a coach in North Carolina at the college. But the thing that's getting all the attention is his girlfriend.
Well, the fact that she is the same age as the cheerleaders at the aforementioned school.
Well, pretty much.
That has been brought to some folks' attention.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Why are people so, like, kind of enamored by this whole thing? I guess it has, well, she is very, very attractive, so she has this kind of TikTok star quality to her.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick, he's always been an interesting guy because he's been very successful, but always very, you know, kind of dry and grumpy when he's asked questions about, you know, about the game.
Yeah.
Very, very, I mean, curt. You would never think, personality-wise, that he would be, you know, hanging out with somebody so much younger and just appears to be the antithesis of his personality.
But do you think she's loosened him up a little bit? I mean, not in the sense of what he would say, but I don't know. Does he seem happier, maybe? A little bit? A little less grumpy?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think so.
It's hard for us to know personally, but, you know.
But why? I guess the question is, why do we care? When I say we, I mean, there's a lot of people. Why do we even care? Okay, it's not the first, what do you call it, May, December kind of, you know, romance or
this
whatever.
This isn't even May, December. This is century to century.
Well, especially when, you know, one person has, you know, a pretty good deal of wealth and notoriety.
Yeah.
And you are young and upcoming and you want to climb some sort of, I don't know, financial ladder or level of prestige or whatever. I mean, young people look at success a lot differently than we did. I mean, we're in a generation where they say, well, why should I work 9 to 5 when my OnlyFans page pays me $100,000 a year? I mean, it does make you think. I go, man, I'll...
Yeah.
I'll show my dirty underwear for enough money. I mean, come on. So, it messes with your morals and your ethics, really, if you're being honest. Yeah. But this 24-year-old model, I mean, there's no doubt about it. She's a cutie pie.
Sure.
And I don't know if I feel like the relationship is kind of sick or if I'm kind of jealous or envious in some weird way. Yes, yeah. Or I feel bad for her or I feel bad for him. Is she money-grubbing, gold-digging, looking for opportunity? And if she is, does he realize that? Maybe he does. Maybe that's part of an agreement they have in their relationship. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't care because he has a beautiful girlfriend. There's something about her that he likes. And for whatever reason that she's there, he's at his age, and he's just happy she's there.
They did a study just being in the presence of attractive women. Mm-hmm. Men, their levels of testosterone actually go up a measurable amount. Just being in the presence of, not even necessarily romantically attached or anything else. Just being in the presence of.
Interesting.
Yeah. Hmm. So,
see, my hot wife is younger than me, but only 12 years. And she knew I didn't have any money. So it was.
Now, my parents were separated by 11 years, and they were perfectly normal. 12? Right. No.
That's over the line, right?
The cutoff? No, of course not. I didn't realize that, it was 12. I thought it was 5 or 6. Not because
she's made me look younger since we've been married.
I think she has.
She's worked on me a little
bit. Yeah, and since you've been hanging out with me, you're much more immature than you used to be, so there's that.
So you put that all together, and I come off younger.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess we sort of can't help it. We just have to look. We have to peer in.
Right.
We wonder. I'm not defending nor attacking.
We just want to know.
I think I get it, but...
But at the end of the day, if they're happy... It's really none of our business, is it?
Nope.
Just saying.
Not unless he found some magic elixir that acts as a magnet.
Then you want some?
Yeah. No. I am quite happy, my friend. Uh-huh. No. 9 o'clock stretch is coming up. Happy Friday. The Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. More about that. And it's local ties. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.